Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa's senior U.S. Senator is calling on FBI Director Chris Wray to step down. Republican Chuck Grassley is the incoming chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and said Monday that he has a vote of no confidence in Wray's leadership. In his 11-page letter, Grassley writes he supports President-elect Trump's plan to fire Wray when he assumes office in January. Much of the letter complains about how the FBI handled investigations into Trump and Hillary Clinton, matters that predated Wray's leadership of the FBI. Senator Grassley said yesterday he also met with Trump's pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel. Western Illinois University has removed the word interim from President Christy Mindrup's title. The school's Board of Trustees approved her position on Friday as the first woman to lead Western in its 125-year history. She has been leading in the interim since April. The Moline High School graduate has a long history with the university and says her grandparents and an aunt showed her Western when she was a child and inspired her love for the university.
On a personal note, I so deeply care about Western Illinois University. It's in my blood.
She began working at Western in 1997, answering phones at night and on weekends. She also oversaw widespread faculty layoffs earlier this year. Details of her contract are still being negotiated, but it will run through the end of June in 2027. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has identified the victims who died in the Mississippi River at Bellevue on Sunday. 30-year-old Mitchell Thompson of Stanwood, 40-year-old Nicholas Thompson of Tipton, and 61-year-old Kirk Stout of Marion all died after their fishing boat capsized in strong backflow current below the dam. The incident remains under investigation. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday visited a couple of communities in northwest Iowa still trying to recover from historic flooding in June. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports from one small town in Woodbury County.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds toured a veterans hall severely damaged in downtown Correctionville.
We have some place they're meeting now
at the community building.
It was her first visit here since the flood. More than half of the 300 homes in Correctionville sustained some kind of damage. Mayor Ken Bauer is still trying to calculate the total cost to his community.
Our recovery is going to take time. It's going to take a long time. The people of the town just have to understand that we're doing the best we can.
Reynolds says the state asked FEMA to cover 100% of public needs, but recently found out only 75% will be financed. The rest will come from state and local communities. The governor also checked out the progress in the Sioux County town of Rock Valley, where hundreds are still displaced and living in temporary housing. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
A task force assigned by the legislature to review Iowa's Area Education Agencies, or AEAs, has decided it needs more information before making recommendations for improvements. That's after the task force met for 5 hours in its first meeting on Monday. The task force is part of a new law changing the funding and structure of AEAs, which provide special education and other services to Iowa schools. Members voted to request more information about special education funding and the impact of the new law. Task Force member Cindy Yellick is chief administrator of Heartland AEA. She says earlier this year, a lot of stakeholders wanted lawmakers to slow down and study data surrounding the AEAs.
You know, the conundrum is, yes, now the task force has made that recommendation, but obviously the legislation has been passed and is enacted. So really, what impact is more study going to have at this point?
Yellick says she's glad multiple perspectives could be heard at the task force meeting and hopes the AEAs can keep providing good services for kids in Iowa. Residents in parts of East Moline remain under a water boil order this morning. The advisory due to a water main break affects homes in the 2600 block of 4th Street A. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.